Well, hello, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, and this is the Insight Hour. Welcome to bbsradio.com, the bloginservice.com radio station that is given to us by wonderful sponsors. And first of all, I want to acknowledge Don, who is just an awesome guy who's put this whole thing together in service to humanity. And in a great time of urgency in which we find ourselves in, it's refreshing to have some quality education, quality information being given over not only the internet, but on AM and FM stations brought to you by BBS Radio. So welcome to the Insight Hour. For about 20 minutes or so, we're going to talk about today's topic, which is hands-on healing and divine human service. We're going to be talking about the special qualities that you and I have and that we've been blessed with in order to transmit the love that our Creator has for us into the miraculous healing capabilities that we are able to provide people in great need. Now, obviously, that's a topic of great importance. A lot of people, it's not controversial. Many people feel that, though, it's a lot of hogwash, that you can't do anything with your hands other than maybe mold some bread. The truth of the matter is that you can do a tremendous amount of healing work with your hands. And we're going to talk a little bit about that on this program today. Then we're going to take your calls at the following number. So prepare your pens, get this number down. I'm going to share with you the telephone number to call at the bottom of this hour. It's in about 30 minutes. We'll take your calls at 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. And for international callers, it's 281-419-7697. That's 281-419-7697 for international callers. And I also want to thank our other co-sponsors for this program, HealthyWorldDistributing.com. If I talk about books or tapes or DVDs or CDs or healthcare products and equipment, you can thank the great folks at HealthyWorldDistributing.com, which presents to the planet all the great things that I've been recommending for most of them for years, and that have truly helped a lot of people over these days, and particularly troubles with vaccine injuries and ways to detox, as well as typical things that you and I need to know about our own health to prepare our temples of Yah, our Creator's temples, our holy spiritual vehicle, to prepare itself to defend ourselves against the onslaught, the current and coming plagues, everything from new bacterial and viral infections to chemical sprays and toxins, everything from the malathion being sprayed allegedly for West Nile virus to the chemtrail sprays that they're emanating via P8 jet fuels that are also wreaking havoc in the world today. Well, let's get on to the topic. Today's topic is hands-on healing and divine human service, and I want to begin by reading to you a study that was just published and actually came out on the internet via the Discovery News Channel. It's an article by Jennifer Vigas, dated September 6, 2005. She says, she writes, quote, human hands glow. If that's anything new to those of us involved in alternative medicine and holistic healing. She writes, continues, but fingernails release most light, according to a most recent study that found all parts of the hand emit detectable levels of light. The findings support prior research that suggested most living things, including plants, release light. Since disease and illness appears to affect the strength and pattern of the glow, the discovery might lead to less invasive ways of diagnosing patients. Well, welcome Discovery Channel to the 21st century. In fact, welcome the Discovery Channel to the early 1900s, wherein you had the brilliant work of Nikola Tesla and his students John Keeley and Royal Raymond Rice that advanced the whole understanding that the body electric is not only capable of emitting light, but healing frequencies. Jennifer Vigas goes on to say, quote, Matsuro Hiramatsu, a scientist at the Central Research Laboratory at Hamamatsu Photonics in Japan, who led the research, told Discovery News that the hands are not only parts of the body that shine light by releasing photons or tiny energized increments of light, but other parts of the body do as well. Here's a quote. by Dr. Hiramatsu. Not only the hands, but also the forehead and the bottoms of our feet emit photons. He added that in terms of the hands, the presence of photons means that our hands are producing light all of the time. The light is invisible to the naked eye, obviously. So Dr. Hiramatsu and his team used a powerful photon counter to see the light. The detector found that fingernails release 60 photons. Fingernails release 40 of the, and the palms are the dimmest of all, with 20 photons measured. The findings are published, interestingly, in the current issue of the Journal of Photochemistry and Photobiology. Dr. Hiramatsu is not certain why fingernails light up more than the other parts of the hand, but he said it may be because of the optical window property of the fingernails, meaning that the fingernail works somewhat like a prism to scatter light. To find out what might be creating the light in the first place, he and his colleagues had tested subjects by having them hold plastic bottles full of hot and cold water before their hand photons were measured. The researchers also pumped nitrogen or oxygen gas into the dark box where the individuals placed their hands as they were being analyzed. Warm temperatures seemed to increase, or were measured to increase, the release of photons, as did the introduction of oxygen. Now, that's an interesting point. I'd like to talk about that a little bit more this hour, is the relationship between oxygen and light. Because, essentially, if you've heard me speaking previously, or you've read the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, you have the understanding that oxygen, element number 8, is the creator's element, the most powerful of all the healing elements. And we find it interesting that not only does the blood carry oxygen and its oxygen tension measured in cells that ultimately determine whether or not we're healthy or diseased, but also now that the photons released also showed a release of increased oxygen levels from our own bodies. Now, rubbing mineral oil over the hands also heightened light levels, the researchers said. Based on those results, the scientists theorized that light is a kind of chemoluminescence, a luminescence based on chemical reactions, such as those that make fireflies grow. Now they're beginning to get engaged in counterintelligence propaganda. The same old story that we live in a chemical or a physical universe, not a spiritual universe. In other words, the photons and phonons, light and sound frequency signals emanating from your body, has nothing to do with your spirituality. It has everything to do with simple chemicals. Thank you, an advertisement for the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel. The researchers believe 40% of light results from the chemical reaction that constantly occurs at our hand, skin, as our hand skin reacts with oxygen. Since mineral oil, which permeates into the skin, heightens the light, they also know 60% of the glow may result from chemical reactions that take place inside the skin. Again, notice that this is devoid of any language having to do with your spiritual essence and mind being the source of your glow. Fritz Albert Popp, a leading world expert on biologically related photons at the International Institute of Biophysics in Germany, agreed with the findings and was not surprised at all by them. And if you know Popp's work, as I do, he is a real expert in this field. He's an awesome, awesome researcher, and his publications really attest to what it is that I'm going to be talking about during this hour, the biospirituality of human divinity and how we can use that for our own healing, as well as spiritual salvation, if not evolution, or evolution, if not salvation. Dr. Popp told Discovery News, quote, "One may find clear correlations to kind and degree, type and severity of diseases." Popp and his team believe that light from the forehead and the hands pulses out with the same basic rhythms, but these pulses become irregular in unhealthy people. A study he conducted on a muscular sclerosis patient seemed to validate the theory. Both he and Hiramatsu hope future studies will reveal more about human photon emissions, which could lead to medical diagnostic implications and applications. Well, You're listening to Dr. Len Horowitz. This is the Insight Hour on BBSRadio.com, and I'd like to simply use this introductory article as a source for commentary about how it is that you can be dumbed down by even a potentially wonderfully uplifting article such as this. The fact is, we now know, and this science is borne out and documented meticulously in the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, which I published about 2 years ago. It came out in August 2004, after finishing it a little bit before that. It was in bookstores, and that it's a slam dunk on the concept that who we are is a spiritual being first, long before we precipitate or crystallize into the physical, even before you have photons of light and phonons of sound. You have a spiritual dynamic occurring. And where is that dynamic occurring? It's not simply occurring at the fingernails or the palms or the forehead. The premier electric function, the electrical or bioelectric function, the premier spiritual instrument within your body and mind is the DNA, the genetic strands. Now get this. Here's what we published in a couple of different book, not only DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, but also in the book Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recovery Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. And again, those are available via healthyworlddistributing.com and by calling 888-508-4787. So if this information interests you and you want to learn how you can use your own biophotonic and sonic emissions through your genetics, that is, express your electrogenetic divine inheritance for your own good, then listen closely and or read the book DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral or Healing Celebrations. Your DNA is a virtual antenna to the Creator. It is surrounded by the same medium which surrounds the entire universe and which bathes the entire universe in the glory of our divine Creator. It is called structured water. Structured water, or clustered water in some circles, provides the matrix, the electrogenetic matrix, the bioresonating and acoustic and photonic and biophotons and phonons are the things that keep you and I going. Our spirituality is expressed at the molecular level, in fact, submolecular level, by the photons of light and phonons of sound of the Creator's heavenly throne. That's right. In essence, you have a master conductor, master composer, playing a universal orchestra, uplifting every single species, everything organic, and in fact inorganic, simultaneously. That's the love songs emanating from the heavenly throne. And the bottom line is that your DNA, through its water matrix, through its structured water matrix, it's like composed of, that is, the water molecules are composed of little tetrahedrons. They join the entire army of sacred geometric forms that make up your miraculous body. Again, you've been designed beyond the wildest imaginations, beyond what you could ever consider amazing. You've been designed to perfection so that ultimately everything within you is a facilitator of energy flow, that is, of divine spirit, of Holy Spirit flow. And that on the molecular level of water, that sacred geometry takes the form of a not only six-sided hexagonal-shaped structured water cluster that Dr. Emoto, if you've watched the movie What the Bleep and you've read Dr. Emoto's book called The Message in Water, or if you've seen perhaps his beautiful photography, 20,000 magnification of structured water molecules that look like pristine snowflakes, six-sided hexagonal shape, they look like Stars of David or Solomon's seal. That's sacred geometry, folks. And it reflects the fact that every single water molecule, number one, is shaped like a pyramid. It's a tetrahedron. They're tetrahedron structures. That's the H2O takes on the molecular form of the sacred geometry of a pyramid, a tetrahedron. That's a four-sided equilateral triangular structure. And that, let's take two of those, when they interplay and interface with one another, they form a Star of David. And essentially the energy that emanates from those water molecules forming that six-sided hexagonal shape. And of course, that shape is due to the miracle six frequency of the core of the universe, bringing carbon six organic structures to bring life through the breath. That's the oxygen. Hydrogen and oxygen are water. And so you remember in the Bible, it talks about how the Creator got Adam off the floor. He breathed the breath of life into him. Remember in the beginning, the book of Genesis, how the Creator created the entire universe? It was the spoken word, which is sound. What is sound but electromagnetic frequencies? What's that? Simply mathematics and physics. Placed into where? In the beginning, there was the Creator, there was the Word, and there was the water. So it's the Word on water. That is the mathematical frequencies put into water out of which everything in life manifests, crystallizes, precipitates. And of course, this is borne out by recent photographs in space by NASA scientists that have concluded as of the year 2000 that since they photograph in space water, both in aqueous form and in ice crystal form, and they now have advanced the hypothesis that is an accurate and true hypothesis that the way that the entire galaxies and planets, solar systems have emerged, have come directly out of the areas of the water, specific regions of the water. And of course, if you have read some of the brilliant work by Dr. Mueller from Russia, who talks about the standing gravitational wave of the universe, he talks about the N6, not in 6 days the Creator created the universe. No, it's a whole different thing. The N6 relates to nodes of energy within the grand universal life wave in which physical matter precipitates, and all of the physical measures, whether it's mass or velocity or size, even shape, ultimately is based on the precipitation of love vibrations at certain nodal points that reflect what Nikola Tesla told all of his students. The world's greatest genius last century was Nikola Tesla. And he told everybody, he says, if humanity only knew the powers of the 3, 6s, and 9s, it would be a completely different planet. And so the 3, 6s, and 9s, between 3 and 9 is 6. That's the miracle 6 frequency, the core frequency of the creative universe. And likewise it is within our own DNA. And within our own water molecules, that six-sided hexagonal shape form creates the pyramid power of divine healing essence being able to be transmitted out your fingertips, as this work by Hiramatsu and Pop discuss. The fact is that what you're doing when you're either taking a Curlian photograph and seeing light emanating from you, or if you have the eye to see auras like many people do, or if you are someone who simply out of the love of your heart wishes to help somebody overcome a disease, then what you do is you place your hands on that person. And you're not simply relaying chemical reactions, mind you. You're actually relaying divinity. You're relaying the Holy Spirit power of divine love. And it is by your faith and trust in that love that you are healed. Now, that's not my words. That's the words of the Messiah. His real name wasn't Jesus. His real name was Yeshua. And we won't argue that point here. It's just a reality and it's a fact. The bottom line is that what we were told back then holds for today as well. That the way to make yourself impregnable, to walk through the valley of the shadow of death fearing no evil, is to be in love. To open your heart widely, fully, completely in love. Allow that seed of love to germinate within your heart and grow so strong that little mustard seed can move mountains. And so you place your hands with that level of faith and trust in another human being in need, and you will have occur exactly what the Messiah said you will have happen in your life. He said, you will do more than what I have done. Doing more than what the Messiah has done. I challenge the Christian community, who among you have done more than what the Messiah has done? And if not now, when everyone in prophecy, both Christian, Judeo-Christian, Muslim, Native North American, Asian, all of the prophets all over the world tell us these are the end times. You have the wars, the rumors of wars, the astronomical signs, the hail bops, the weather changes, the earth changes, the hurricanes and the great earthquakes. You have the great end times plagues, all brought to you by the same military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel. If you have read the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, that, mind you, came out 3 months before September 11th, the attack on America. This was not a Johnny-come-lately effort. It was based on 3 years of previous research that I conducted into the global industrialists that manipulate everything from weather to your own health and ultimately demise. From birth to grave, you're injected, infected, intoxicated at the will and whim of these alleged experts, and certainly not humanitarians. So the bottom line, though, is that if we're in the end times, and we have, let's say, by the Mayan calendar, 12 years, and in fact, that's Judeo-Christian now, prophets are saying the same time period, we have maybe 7 years left before the fat lady sings. Now, if in these next 7 years, we don't have any Christians step up to the plate and do, put their actions where their words are, that is, do more than what the Messiah has done. And he walked around healing people left and right. Again, declaring it is by your faith and trust in the Creator that you are saved and you are healed and you are uplifted and you are made impregnable against the infectious diseases and the neurological impairments. And if we want to stand up from our paralyzed positions today, and our mental retardations having been dumbed down by the global industrialists and living a shadow of the lives that we could be living and fulfilling, including our divine destinies, then what we need to do is really take those words to heart. The Messiah said, not only will you do more than what I have done, but you will be judged by every word that comes out of your mouth. Why? Because those words are frequencies. The Creator created through the spoken words. We're created in the image of the Creator. We're the holy children of our heavenly Creator. He gave us instruments called the lips to be creative and co-creators on this planet. So what are you saying and doing that is consistent with that divine anointing, that great blessing, versus what are you doing to curse others and threaten others and lay guilt trips on others? Is that a divine life? Here's a little insight on the Inside Hour, that your words do more harm to you than anything or anyone else in the entire universe. Why? Because as Dr. Otto shows, that your own words of dissonance, lacking of love, expressing of hatred and anger and dissonant even energies associated with like heavy metal rock music compared to classical blows out the sacred geometric structures of those little pyramids of water within your own DNA. And so instead of being an antenna to the Creator, fully empowered by that sacred geometry of water, suddenly now you begin to lose touch with the divine. Suddenly Holy Spirit flow within your body. The energy movement through your body stops, or at least runs down. And as a result of that, according to not only this article, but ancient acupuncture, over 5,000 years of clinical study and theology based on yin-yang, positive-negative, electromechanics, energetics, here you have the source of all disease. In fact, it is absolutely not the source of just all the disease physical. It's the source of all disease, physical, mental, emotional, social, environmental, and above all, spiritual. That is, when you are not in love, alternatively, you are in fear. And if you're not in love, thereby you've cut yourself off from the kingdom of heaven that the Messiah said is so near. He did not mean temporally far off in time. He meant, as an advanced metaphysician, right here, right now. The kingdom of heaven, divine, is right here, right now, not only at your fingertips, but in your fingertips, being expressed by this kind of research showing that indeed, this light of love is emanating from us. Now, what are you going to do with that knowledge? Sit back and twiddle your thumbs and sit with this as an additional exercise and entertainment? It's not. You think I want to waste my time on this station for me to tell you a truth so that you can sit back and do nothing with it? When the humanity is in great need, the whole of civilization right now is being threatened with biological toxins. You've got the avian flu, you've got AIDS, you've got Ebola, you've got the genocide going on left and right, you've got spraying of toxic melathione for people allegedly afraid of mosquitoes. In fact, they're afraid of the global industrialists promoting the fear of mosquitoes. The bottom line here, again, is the fact that it's time to step up and do more than what the Messiah has done with this little bit of information. It simply takes a prayer, a few words from your heart of sincere love, asking that that Holy Spirit power within you and I be blessed 100% for a full, most powerful spiritual anointing so that you then are able to do what the Messiah said his disciples would. That is, lay your hands on people with a lot of love and care, caress their holy temples as brothers and sisters, and relay that Holy Spirit power of divinity for miraculous healing. That is what this program is all about. That's a large mission of mine, is to relay that truth and this spiritual knowledge so that we can do a lot better for this planet than what we've been doing so far. Well, with that, I'm going to open up the phone lines. Again, I want to thank Don at bloginserviceradio.com, or bloginservice.com is the website. bloginservice.com is the main website. And to get this program, every Saturday I do the Inside Hour on bloginservice, that's bbsradio.com, as well as I do it on the healthyworlddistributing.com chat room every Wednesday and Saturday, same time. That's 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 p.m. in the evening, East Coast time. You'll hear me on the Inside Hour, and you're pleased invite your friends, your family, anybody that you want to bless with the truth about how to heal and the ways in which healing can be most effectively, efficiently, at low cost and low risk be administered, as well as what the risks are out there in what I call Babylon. Babylon. Some people call it the global tapeworm. Ultimately, the enslaving globalist system, the evolution into the New World Order. The New World Order, of course, is simply neocolonialism given a new name. It's global fascism perpetrated largely on behalf of the global military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel. So you can join us every Wednesday and Saturday for not only background about what the risks are, things to avoid like vaccinations. You avoid those like the plague, given what's in there. And then the other aspect of this program is the great news, is our emancipation and our proclamation of our own co-creatorship, the divine flow, the holy power of love that flows through us, and how that can be used along with simple practical steps for preventative health care, that is from nutrition to the bioenergetics and the oxygenations and the ways to boost natural immunity. This is what we cover on the Inside Hour. So let me again announce the toll-free number. If you're in North America, you can call 888-268-4313 to get on this program. And you can please call in now. Give us some questions. Make sure you've got your questions on tap for us. So as soon as Don engineers clicks you in, then basically you're on the air. And then international calls, please call 281-419-7697. That's 281 419-7697. So, Don, if everybody calls you, please just chime in, and we'll take your questions. In the meantime, let me just share with you some other important aspects of this discussion. The DNA, your genetics, your electrogenetic primary creative instrument, not only does it reflect the precise structure of the mathematically perfect universe. Now, we're coming out with a new book. I'm actually finishing up in the next few weeks, my 15th book. It's called Walk on Water. In it, it relays not only the Bible revelations that we came out with several years ago, the original musical scale, ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la, those were the six notes, again, in six notes that relayed the, that were played for the most uplifting hymn, uplifting music of all the ages. It was called the Hymn to St. John the Baptist. And that in the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, we relayed not only that song, but also that hymn, that music that it was played to. And in addition to the six notes, over the past several years, we discovered the additional three to make the complete perfect circle of sound. Now, there's another great website when you consider the perfect circle of sound, what it looks like, placed on water. By the way, it looks like the sacred ancient sun symbol when you lay out the perfect circle of sound and then you connect the harmonic frequencies like 396 and then 639 and 963 that forms a triangle within the perfect circle, and then you continue to connect the beautiful harmonics of these tones, and then you realize ultimately you come up beyond the Star of David or Solomon's Seal, you come up with the Merkaba, and then the, and of course that's in three dimensions, and then on one dimension it's the ancient sun symbol when it's laid out. Anyway, the reason why I share this with you is because that is the core thematics and sacred geometrics of the universe, and that out of that mathematics, that matrix of math and sacred geometry, comes our own DNA. So you've heard the saying, as above, so below. That's exactly the way it is for genetics. Your DNA, it's a direct reflection. It's virtually identical in its dimensions on the microscopic level to the macroscopic dimensions of the universe. So this is what the topic that I get into in the new book called Walk on Water, and I'm looking forward to a publication date in a couple months. About January or February, we should be seeing our first books, Yah willing, our Creator willing. The other aspect that I wanted to share with you, as this energy comes in, you have what is called the 528 hertz frequency. That's the miraculous repair frequency for damaged DNA. It is what is at the core of the DNA strand. It is the central frequency, and the reason why it's the miraculous repair frequency for damaged DNA is because it also reflects, as I just mentioned a moment ago, the core frequency of the entire universe. Now, think about this. There's a concept of entrainment. Entrainment, whereby if you take a room full of, or a dormitory full of women, and you leave them together for a couple months, suddenly you realize there's a phenomenon that takes place, is that their menstrual cycles basically jive. They begin to go into the same cycles in terms of their endocrinology. And the same thing happens if you take a room full of little cuckoo clocks all swinging their pendulums at different paces, and suddenly you bring in a huge pendulum from a grandfather clock, and a couple months later you come back into the same room and everything's swinging at the same beat, entrained to that massive, huge pendulum. Now, the question, therefore, is how big are you compared to the universe? How big is your microscopic DNA in its structure compared to the massive size and shape and dimensions of this entire universe? Well, the answer is pretty obvious. Guess which one is going to entrain to which one? So the 528 hertz frequency of sound, which is the miraculous repair frequency of damaged DNA, does so. holds that capacity simply because that 528 frequency is the core frequency for the entire universe. And it, because when you play that frequency, or when you attune your heart frequency to the 528 miracle of love, then that entrains you to the complete awesome power of the entire universe. So therefore, you now understand why the scripture tells, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And then you can be like Psalm 91 says, you can have 1,000 dying at your left, 10,000 dying at your right, but if you carry the love of our Creator in your hearts and the desire to serve and uplift humanity in a meaningful way, and you walk in that love light, then there's nothing going to get you. There's nothing going to take you out. There's no disease that's going to destroy you before your time. So the bottom line there, again, is to recognize that your DNA, that Holy Spirit flow that comes out of your fingertips, is all based on the sacred geometry, ultimately correlated with love. At the core of your essence, the core of your heart, and the core of our entire universe. So again, the toll-free number to call if you have a question or comment, 888-268-4313. 888-268-4313 if you'd like to get on the Inside Hour, ask a question or express a concern. International callers, 281-419-7697. Now, let me also share with you a little bit of a promotional for a great book. HealthyWorldDistributing.com is the distributor of all of the books and tapes that I've talked about on this program, and there's one book in particular I'd like to draw your attention to, particularly on this subject matter of your own health and salvation physical. And that is the book, as I mentioned, Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. The book goes into 5 steps that you really need to learn about if you care about yourself and your loved ones, especially your children. Here are the 5 steps. Number 1, it's time to detox. We've all been exposed to biological and chemical toxins. Chemicals come to us in our foods, our water supplies, our air that we're breathing. All of these have toxins, including heavy metals, that it's time to detox if you want to alleviate the burden on your number one defense against disease, and that's your immune system. You want to boost your immune system? You start with step number 1, detoxification. Step number 2 is deacidification. That is changing your body's chemistry. And that's what makes it largely impregnable against the infectious diseases of today, as well as the chronic ailments. I'm talking about every disease that's out there, every major killer. We're talking about cancers, stroke, heart disease, diabetes, neurological disorders, autoimmune diseases. All of these things depend heavily on your body being acidified. It's like acid, you know, burns. Imagine in your holy temple a burning hell of an environment. That's exactly what it is when you follow the Babylonian ways of living. That is, when you tune into the commercialized TV and the media, whereby you're told that the only way to live is through caffeine, nicotine, sugars, refined carbohydrates, sugars, and chocolates, and stress. Of course, that adds a lot of stress because it causes hyperactivity disorders in even in our children. You've got the pharmaceuticals, alcohol, and lots of red meats. Those are the acidifiers. Those are the things that turn your body into a breeding ground for bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, as well as cancer cells, arthritic conditions, diabetic disorders, neurological impairments, brain deficiencies, inflammatory and autoimmune diseases. So that these are the primary risk factors that you need to get a handle on, do away with, and this is what step 2, deacidification, is all about. Beyond which, you can understand that if you simply drink pH-adjusted water, that is, if you take the water that's coming out of your tap and you measure its pH, or that stands for parts hydrogen. Remember, hydrogen and oxygen, the two most divine and essential elements, the foundation of water out of which everything comes, out of everything precipitates or crystallizes out of those two elements, primarily hydrogen and oxygen. And pH, power of hydrogen, or parts hydrogen, relates to the fact that if you test your pH of your water, it's typically about 7 or a little bit below. It's more acidified. 6.8, 6.7, you'd be going into the acidic range. Goes lower where ultimately it burns when you get to the very low pH levels. Well, alkalinization is the opposite. It goes into alkalinizing your body, alkalinizing first your water, then you drink that alkalinized water, and then you increase your power of hydrogen, or your part hydrogen alkalinization occurs. Actually, you're increasing your hydroxyl. Let me make a correction. It's the hydroxyl, that's the OH combination. Hydrogen and oxygen combine to create a buffer called the hydroxyl group. And again, H2O, separate one hydrogen, that's acid, and one OH, that's negative or basic, and that's what alkalinizes, is the hydroxyl group. Now, how do you do that? The most simple, easy, effective, quick way, inexpensively, is you get fresh squeezed lemons or limes. Even though they're acid fruits, they get a lot of calcium build up in there, and you squeeze it out into your water. Any chemist will tell you, when you add calcium to water, what you get is calcium hydroxide, which is the same buffer typically used in Tums or the antacid tablets like Alka-Seltzer, without the deadly neurotoxic aluminum. So you want to alkalinize healthfully. Get organic lemons or limes. Freshly squeeze them into good, pure spring water, which by in and of itself is not dead like steam distilled water. That's energetically dead and has lacking minerals. You also have the same problem with reverse osmosis water. It's energetically dead, and there's a reduction in minerals, whereby with good, fresh spring water, you've got minerals, you've got some good energy. You can put more energy in by adding what's called the 3E, the evolutionary energy enhancer, whereby we are using these now, these little Klingons. They go cling on to your glassware, and they relay the perfect circle of sound into your water for not only structuring the water, but blessing the water with the core creative frequencies, including those for love, the 528 miraculous genetic repair, as well as thanks to our great creator. What a simply a great affirmation that is, putting that on your water along with a little prayer. And then you combine that with Jonathan Goldman's Holy Harmony CD, the best of the best I've seen so far on the entire planet. The most powerful healing CD and therapeutic and prayer enhancing and meditation enhancing compact disc of music in the entire world is Holy Harmony CD, based on the perfect circle of sound, the precise frequencies brought about through not only tuning forks, but human voice. Professional vocalists who sing and chant the Gregorian, the ancient Gregorian chant-like style, to the Messiah Yeshua's name, the original Hebrew letters. And of course, Hebrew, if you've studied this matter, is a sacred language, like sacred ancient Aramaic and Sanskrit, not like English. Which is a dumbing down type of language designed to separate the sheeple from the flock. So basically you've got the Holy Harmony CD, the 3E, and for more information about the evolutionary energy enhancer, not only go on healthyworlddistributing.com, but visit the website direct at power.us, 3epower.us will bring you to a website that explains what it is that the 3E is all about, the evolutionary energy enhancer. It relates to the 3, 6, and 9s that Nikola Tesla talked about, that in the new book that's out, coming out in the new year, Walk on Water, shows you that these are the 3, 6s, and 9s open the portal to the fourth dimension. That is the spiritual domain. So you let that Holy Spirit flow. You want to open the portals of the three sixes and nines, and how best to do that is with the perfect circle of sound and the evolutionary energy enhancer. Because, again, get it, the Creator created through the spoken word on water. He expects no less from His children who are working to bring this planet back to some semblance of sanity. So a spoken word of sound or sacred sounds on water that our salvation rests upon. Physical salvation, first of all, because the species are not only threatened and they already extinct, but the entire planet, Earth, is in jeopardy of being lost indefinitely by the mismanagement and the official malfeasance being conducted in the name even of public health and national security. Actually, the whole national security bill be retitled the National Insecurity Bill. So the concept that we are miracle workers, that we have a body full of water, that we're water carriers, and that miracles come out of water from having frequencies directed into it. That's the same context, or at least content, of the discussion about Holy Spirit flow that is flowing through your body. So you want to enhance that? Pray for it. You want to enhance it? Simply say a prayer. Heavenly Creator, please bless my heart. Open my heart fully and widely. The most powerful possible anointing is what I ask, Heavenly Creator. I ask for all the listeners out there that their hearts open with this miraculous seed of energy, of love and light, the radiance that glows and flows from your heavenly domain. May that be the spark that ignites a powerful love light lamp within every single one of our hearts. And may that love light shine so that when we walk into rooms, people see by the light of our countenance how magnificent you are, Heavenly Creator, and how we, your servants, are awesomely inspired by you and blessed by you, that I'm sure that with that level of anointing in our hearts, we can appreciate that every single person we meet is a divine appointment. That it's by no accident that we meet our brothers and sisters that come to us, some with problems, some with solutions. And that those people are blessed, and we're blessed to be in relationship with them as we are blessed to be in relationship with you. And I ask that every person listening to this tape, to this radio program on BBS Radio, and again, thanks to Don for making this all possible, is that every single one of us blessed in this way acknowledges how magnificent this universe is, how magnificent nature is, how perfectly it is, and how that perfection resides within us. And we are an example and demonstration and a model for that perfection in not only our relationships and in the integrity of our communications. That is what we say we do. And what we say we can't do, we give reasons why we can't, and simply bow out gracefully and humbly. And that we don't mislead anyone. We don't say we're going to do something when we can't do something simply because we have an effort and desire to be liked or loved. And we're missing that within us. And I pray that this seed of light, of love, germinates within our hearts so strongly that that kind of misbehavior ceases and goes to a place where no person dwells. So that what remains is highest level of integrity and the radiance in the countenance of divine love shining through our eyes and through our holy temples, and that when we lay our hands on our brothers and shake hands with our brothers and sisters, that becomes a healing in and of itself. And that embrace is a declaration and a celebration of divine perfection that we emanate and radiate by your divine love and glory. That's my prayer for you folks today on the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, thanking you for joining me. We've got a couple People to thank. I want to, again, thank Healthy World Distributing. I mentioned the first two things on the five-step process for healing celebrations. There's also boosting or naturalizing normal immunity that you should make yourself aware of. Read that book, Healing Celebrations, as not only a blessing for yourselves, but for your children and your loved ones. Step four is oxygenation. I just touched on that today. That's totally divine. The Creator's name, don't forget. He told Moses at the burning bush, he was the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. It literally means, in Hebrew, to breathe is to exist. Implies the powerful healing energy of oxygen. And then last, but certainly not least, in fact, foremost in my book is the step five, the bioenergetics. Everything from hands-on healing that we've been talking about this Insight Hour to the other aspects advanced, the technologies advanced by geniuses like Royal Raymond Rice and Nikola Tesla, and the everything from the frequency-generating machines that blow out crystals, just like Ella Fitzgerald's voice can shatter a crystal, but the room stays absolutely fine. The walls of the house do not come down. Likewise, through frequencies, you can shatter the crystals of deadly viruses within your body, keeping the cells and their cell walls perfectly fine. And that is the energy medicine, not only of the future, but of right now. What future do we have if these are the end times? We have a great future for those who have eyes to see documentation we've advanced in the books I've mentioned and the ears to hear this kind of truth. There's a great future, not for those who have closed hearts, but who have a whole loving spirit blessing them. And there's nothing to do with that spirit except for sharing it. In fact, that's the fabric that binds humanity together, isn't it? Some form of human service. What meaning can we take from life if not for the giving of love and care and sharing with others in some meaningful way? What better assertion of our own self-esteem than in sharing the great truth that everybody out there, every single person, is deserving of love, is worthy, is capable, is intelligent, and certainly deserves to be part of the fabric of society that binds us together, including that of human service. So that these are the issues that we talk about from week to week on the Insight Hour, many, many more. The book, Healing Celebrations, is available by calling toll-free. 888, write this number down, don't forget it. If you're driving in a car listening to this on radio, I'll give you an easy way to remember it in just a second. Toll-free number to get the book, Healing Celebrations, and ask for the package special. You'll always be blessed when you ask the telephone receptionist at Healthy World Distributing for the package special that Dr. Horowitz recommends. We've got one for flu right now, this avian flu fright. There's an alternative that you don't need to be afraid. You simply be smart. Don't be afraid. And there's specials by calling toll-free, 888-508-4787. That's 888-508-4787. We'll connect you to Healthy World Distributing, and the website is healthyworlddistributing.com. I also want to share with you a couple other websites. If you're interested in that book, Healing Celebrations, and you want more information about it, there's a great website that I put together for you. It's called healingcelebrations.com. Healingcelebrations.com. Of course, the book is Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recovery Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. Goes through the five steps to prepare your temple to defend itself against the current and coming plagues, detox, deacidification, boosting natural immunity, oxygenation, and bioenergetics. Now, the website to get all that information, at least a beautiful overview and a summary, including what I've talked to you about, the fasting instructions on good pH-adjusted water, or the old Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser. Start with even the free downloadable file for fasting on that website, healingcelebrations.com. That's www.healingcelebrations.com. So that's high recommendation. For those of you who are above average lay readers and heavily interested in the technology and the engineering of the human organism, all the little nooks and crannies and bits and pieces of how your body functions is a miraculous Holy Spirit-filled temple, and that everything about your DNA serves electrogenetics, the bioacoustics, the photons and phonons, the transmissions via the cell membranes and the glycoprotein structures for the intercellular communications, for cellular upregulation. That is your physical precipitation in a quantum field as virtually a bio-holographic projection of divinity. So all of that information I would highly recommend if you're a technical reader or you're a physician, you're a nurse, you're engaged in the health sciences, your healing arts, or you're a scientist, get the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. And the easy way to remember the toll-free number, that's 888-508-4787. Here it is. Easy way to remember it. Won't ever forget it. 888, you know that. That's toll-free. 50-50-VIRUS. 888-50-VIRUS will get you these books. So I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. You're listening to the Insight Hour. I want to remind you once again that we're on every Wednesday and Saturday, 5 o'clock West Coast, 8 p.m. East Coast time in the evening for these programs. We have on Wednesday a conference call and internet chat room type of format. Again, you can get into the chat room by simply going to Healthy World Distributing. HealthyWorldDistributing.com. That's www.HealthyWorldDistributing.com. And click on the lower portion of that home page on the chat room that says the Insight Hour. Do it a little early. It may take you a couple minutes to download the chat room. And then there's also a teleconference line for the Insight Hour on Wednesdays. It's 319-256-0500. And then you add the PIN number, 71330 and press pound, and you're in. That's 313-256-0500. PIN number is 71330 pound. And that will bring you online with us on Wednesdays for the Insight Hour. So let me ask you, we've had no callers this time, this hour. The other day we had several callers on. I'm wondering, Don, do we have any callers online? And do you have anything that you'd like to share?
Well, hello. We have a lot of listeners online, and I am quite surprised that none of them called in because our lines are quite full, but no one has rang in. I guess your topic was so interesting, they just would rather listen than ask you any questions.
Well, I appreciate that. Don, tell us a little bit about what you're doing. You're such a humanitarian. I want to thank you and acknowledge you for all the fine work that you're doing and the hours. I know you're a guy that's working more than 16 hours a day in service to humanity on bloginservice.com and bbsradio.com. Tell us some of the exciting things that you've got in store for us, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, absolutely. We're here, we're all about the people, and what we're trying to do is build a media conglomerate that will encompass... Well, there's a phone in for you.
Saved by the bell, huh, yeah. Don?
We're just trying to build a media outlet that's going to touch humanity in a multiple of ways that will uplift them, help raise their spirit, help them find their divinity, and we want to use all forms of internet, radio, TV, print, and that's our main focus and intent, and we want to do that for the highest service of all concerned, and we will accomplish our task.
You're awesome, brother. You are awesome. Thank you so much for the contributions you make to humanity.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate what you are doing and what your organization has done, and bless you, because you're certainly helping so many people out there with what you're doing, and I'm just so honored to have you on our program.
Well, thank you so much. Well, what are we doing for time? What do you want to do?
Well, we're out of time, and you know, we have another show coming on, but you can continue on as long as you wish, or end the hour. It's up to you.
Well, that's all right. If we're out of time, who's coming on next? You got Fred Bell coming on?
We do. We have him coming on in an hour, and then, of course, myself and Win Free host a program here coming up next.
Wonderful. So, folks, I totally encourage you to stay tuned to bbsradio.com and give Don your full attention and support, absolute full support. And the best way for you to do that is email all of your friends. Give your friends and family phone calls. Tell them about what Don is doing on bloginservice.com and bbsradio.com, and get your friends and family onto this station. It may just save their lives and those of their children. Thanks so much. I'll be looking forward to speaking with you on Wednesday on the Inside Hour, and again next Saturday on this bbsradio.com network. Love you, folks. Bye for now.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a bloginservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.